Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
You found primetime action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on primetime action, Gil Alexander, Matt Brown, and Kelly Bidlin. Glad you'd hang with us tonight for some NBA lottery, some actual NBA. Boston up early, 16-9, halfway through the first quarter in Miami. Matt, Johnny Vandermeer, the record is safe. Two consecutive no-hitters. Johnny Vandermeer, the Vandermeer family can rest easy.
Third batter for the Rangers gets a hit.
What'd you predict, Matt?
Within the first five batters.
Oh, you're so good at this.
Yeah. On Detmers.
There it is.
He wanted a winner video.
Where'd you make that bet at?
I don't.
Yeah.
In the sports book in my heart.
Show us your tickets.
All that CLV goes there,
right? The sports book in my heart, okay?
That's great. Someone should offer that.
Seriously.
Every time someone throws a no hitter, next game, will he get up a hit in the first five batters?
You can do a prop of which hitter in the batting order gets the first hit of the game, I guess.
Listen, before this is all said and done, we will be able to bet on all of this stuff.
Like, yeah. When all is said and done,
like
yes,
every market.
Yes, by the end of our lives, all is said and done, we will.
Yeah, like there will be a market for everything.
As there should be.
Mm-hmm.
It should at least be
it's our choice, Gil. That's the thing. If you don't want to bet it, don't.
Right.
Yeah.
If you don't want to bet it, don't.
That's right.
There should at least be a request desk. You know what I mean? You should be able to be able to request some markets, because we've come up with markets on this show, plenty of good ones,
right.
I think.
Well, and often
any round leader of golf, that's a great market.
And often the response is, yeah, well, you know, people don't actually bet the stuff that you suggest. Well, yeah, we'll see.
You don't know until you post it, you know, right?
Dude,
right,
it's my every Friday morning, it's my segment with Vinny. If you build it, they will come. It's just 18-13. Kelly, what's the live lines on this?
Yeah, live lines, let's see, about to be, man, this game is very far behind. It's about to be 20-15, Boston.
All right.
Live numbers there, Heat -2.5 or -140 on the money line, and then 205.5. is your live total over in the NHL. Lightning Panthers into the second intermission now, one apiece. There, Panthers -155 live, Lightning +120. Your total set at 5. The under is juiced to -170, though. And then let's see, baseball. We've got a bunch going on. Reds, Guardians tied in the 10th, 4-4. Guardians -140 on the live line and +110 coming back on the Reds total off the board. Rays all over the Tigers 7-1. That game into the 8th inning. The Marlins with a 2-0 lead on the Nationals. That game is in, let's see, the top of the seventh here. Marlins minus 675, make it 625. Nationals 4-1 and 4.5, your live total. Padres lead the Phillies, bottom of the seventh inning, 3-0. Padres minus 775 live. Phillies plus 475, 4.5, your live total. Cardinals up on the Mets, 3-2, bottom of the sixth. Cardinals are plus 125 live, so I'm going to guess Mets have runners in scoring position. Mets minus 155 live, 8.5 your total, juiced heavily to the over. Yankees up on the Orioles, 4-3, bottom of the sixth. Yankees minus 175, Orioles plus 145, 10.5 your live total. The Blue Jays with a 3-0 lead over the Mariners in the top of the eighth, live money line off the board, 4.5 is your total. Astros 13, Red Sox 3. This game in the bottom of the fifth.
Kyle Tucker added a second home run for him in this game, so they've hit 6 bombs in this game off the Red Sox already.
Is Eovaldi still out there?
He is not. They put him out of his misery.
How many runs did he give up before they pulled him?
He gave up 6 total, yeah.
Jeez. Let's see. You can catch 9.5 runs right now with the Red Sox at minus 110. 20.5, your live total in that game. Royals lead the White Sox 2-0. That game in the top of the seventh. White Sox 6-1 live, 3.5, your total. Cubs up on the Pirates 6-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. No live numbers currently up on that game. Braves with a 1-0 lead over the Brewers, bottom of the fifth. The Braves minus 160, Brewers plus 130, 4.5 your live total. Angels with a 3-1 lead over the Rangers. That game in the bottom of the third. Angels minus 300, Rangers plus 220, 10.5 your live total. Giants with a 2-0 lead over the Rockies. That game, bottom of the second inning, Giants minus 280 live, Rockies plus 210, 11.5 your live total. And back to NBA as we go to commercial break. The Miami Heat have tied things up with the Boston Celtics at 21 apiece. That shifts the live line back to Heat 4.5 and 207.5.
Yeah, Celtics led 7-0 and then led by as many as 9. Led by 9, and now, as Kelly said, tied up 21-21. Heat doing their thing here.
Tyler Hero with 5 off the bench already. 2 rebounds, 3 assists. He's actually filling it up there. Jimmy Butler with 6 points, 4 rebounds. And then Robert Williams with leading the Celtics with 8 points, 3 rebounds. Jason Tatum's got 6 points.
Yeah, Robert Williams, who was available Game 7, but is back on the court here, Game 1 of the subsequent series against the Heat. We were talking off air. Just wanted to point this out. Just random stuff we talk about off air. Best player on the Angels right now, Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, or somebody else?
Taylor Ward, and you might not be familiar because I wouldn't imagine that you would be incredibly familiar.
Wait, is this the guy we were making fun of hitting in cleanup like 3 weeks ago?
No. That was Matt Duffy for whatever reason.
Same
thing. Yeah.
It's exact same thing.
Taylor Ward is 28 years old, but so far this season, Taylor Ward of, again, it's Trout, Ohtani, you're thinking like, oh, no, this guy's hitting .388. He has a .496 OBP. So every other time he steps in the batter's box, he's been on base. He just hit his 9th home run of the season tonight, and he's hitting leadoff for them, so he scored a ton of runs. And it's just like, and he's not mentioned for anything, and no one even brings him up because everyone just assumes this is going to eventually fall off. And I can tell you he's not going to hit close to 400. That is going to fall off here, but it's just very interesting that we do get kind of wrapped up in the huge name guys, and rightfully so because they have a track record and all that. But, you know, a guy's hitting nearly 400, has nearly a 500 OBP, has 9 bombs already, and we don't even say a word about him.
Well, I think they assume that, right? Because he's 28 years old, as you pointed out. And if you look at his career stats, which have all been with the Angels since 2018, first of all, he's never played in more than 65 games or had more than 237 plate appearances in a year. So he's on pace to shatter that. And he's already matched his career. Did he hit his 9th homer tonight? Well, that's his new career high. 9 homers in 28 games.
What?
Yeah.
What's the max amount of games he's played before?
65 games, 237 plate appearances. He's already at 28 games and more than half of that plate appearance-wise.
He's having a good year, Gil.
Kelly Bidlin on baseball. Yes, and, he is.
Dr. Alexander.
Yes, sir.
Seems to be correct. Report MRI confirms Tariq Cohen ruptured his Achilles.
Tariq Cohen ruptured his Achilles. Yeah, no question. Now, the question is, did Jake go to Reezy? Tariq Cohen, 1,000%, and it's confirmed. Right, because it was the snap of a branch, or other people refer to it as sounding like a gunshot. The Jake Odorizzi, The Jake Odorizzi thing is a little stranger, right? Because we didn't hear, right? We didn't have the audio of it. The Tariq Cohen thing, we actually have the audio, but they refuse to call it with Jake Odorizzi. The word Achilles isn't coming up. They're just calling it a lower leg injury, and he was put on the 15-day IL. I think that one might be,
too. He was taken off on a stretcher, right?
I think that one might be, too. I mean, I called it that last night as well, so we'll see. And again, it's one of these injuries where, you know, no one knows why it happens. Heat take their first lead of the day, 23-21.
Who just made that pass? What a pass. I think it was Butler, but I'm not sure.
For the Mets fans out there, I mean, it's not probably exactly what you wanted to hear, but there was an update today on Jacob deGrom that said everything is at least looking like it's going as scheduled. So, I mean, Mets playing really well so far without deGrom in there. And, of course, if this is something, even if he's able to come back
a month after the
All-Star break even. Like
someone threw out July today, but you're right. If you're this good, why you even rush him? Yeah. I would have no idea. Boy, the Heat have been sloppy with the basketball this game.
Yeah.
23-23, final 90 seconds of the first quarter in Miami. And Derek White and one. No, called offense? They called offense. Wow. Take it back. Wipe it off the board.
He's not hitting for any power, but Julio Rodriguez, one of the big, big, big prospects in all of baseball. Of course, he was one of the very short shots for Rookie of the Year for the Mariners. Again, not hitting for any power. He's only got a couple of home runs or whatever, but he stole his 11th base tonight. Mm-hmm. And he is one of the few guys. What's very interesting is looking down the stolen base thing, because we talk about all the time that the art of the stolen base has basically kind of gone away. It's full-on just specialty players now. Except you go down, and there's a couple of guys on this list, and still early in the season, they could taper off on this pace or something. But you get to ninth in the league, and a ninth in the league is only six stolen bases at this point because no one steals bases anymore. But Manny Machado, ninth in Major League Baseball in stolen bases.
Yeah. Goal, Tampa Bay Lightning. Lightning take the lead early third period. Big brother two, little brother one. Lightning looking for their three-peat. Starting this series at Sunrise, Florida, up now after being down 1-0. They take the lead 2-1. I have a MVP bet on Machado from pre-flop, preseason. So far, so good.
Yes, he is.
Playing very well.
He is destroying the baseball. And if he can add in some stolen bases, steals 15 bases on the year?
Speaking of Rodriguez, what do you make of Jared Kelenic's Major League Baseball career thus far?
He's another one of those guys that just keeps... They have no choice, because it's like they put him down, and then he goes and crushes AAA and comes to the pros. He can't do anything.
Yeah. We'll come back. It's VSiN's Primetime Action. Celtics retake lead by 5.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game winner ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You are looking live at primetime action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Primetime action live at the South Point. Gil, Matt, and Kelly hanging out on a Tuesday night. Good week. Good week in sports. We are not yet at the point where it is the old dead of summer weeks.
No.
We still have a French Open here. Taking place this week, starting Sunday. Draw is on Thursday for the second slam in tennis. We got the PGA, which starts Thursday. So that's going to be a fabulous weekend of viewing. That from Southern Hills in Tulsa. And, of course, we got the NBA playoffs. And we still got four series in hockey. Hockey being delayed by the Olympic break ends up being a really good thing.
Yeah, definitely.
Now get back to us next week when the – Well, no, French Open will still be going.
You know, it gets them beyond the NBA, too. And I think, I don't know. If I was the NHL, I would consider shifting my whole season that way. It's kind of like we've talked about the NBA doing that. Shouldn't the NHL think the same way, too?
I just think most of these sports don't do a good job. They don't do a good job of finding their spots where they can be showcased.
Yeah.
How many times have we had that complaint this year? We're like, really? There's no NHL game today?
I mean that, but it's – I'm just talking the annual thing,
yes.
Right? I mean, all of us that work in sports, when by the time July hits, it's like, okay, like there's nothing going on.
Like, it would almost be better if the hockey playoffs were starting right now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would even –
Because then they just kind of meander through the ending of the NBA, and then they have their own time.
Like, once the NBA finals end, have the conference finals begin for hockey or something like
that. Yeah.
Though then you have like July hockey, that doesn't.
Yeah, but like, is that what people are worried about? Like that a winter sport's being played in July? Like it's indoors. Who cares?
I think some people care.
Really?
Maybe.
Man, I don't know. We all watch it on TV. Who cares?
You might be right.
If you're real hot, go inside the stadium. You might be right. You can cool down.
I just don't think they're thinking about us necessarily.
Yeah, I don't think they are either.
They're not thinking about
yeah.
us. But if it went in July, it wouldn't matter to me. I'd be gone.
Yeah, it's like the whole NBA thing, right? Like you want to avoid – the whole point is avoid the NFL, right? And that's – neither one of these leagues do that.
And the NFL don't care anymore either.
They don't care.
They do not care. Christmas Day again. Oh, my goodness. What a rejection that was. Who was that who rejected that?
I was just thinking the same thing. That was Aaron Nesmith, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right. And he'll attempt a three from the – no, it's already a close dead ball. 30-28 Celtics, early stages of the second quarter. Yeah, he sure did. That was a – wow, a Caleb Martin.
He went up strong. Caleb Martin went up strong with it.
And that was just turned away by Nesmith. What a play on defense.
So now, I told you guys before the beginning of the season, we were going to be Eastern Conference Finals dialed in on a Caleb Martin, Aaron Nesmith
yes,
play. At the
you win. Said, I remember oh. when you said that, Kelly.
I was like, watch the, out for that
the,
game.
At the time, I said, boy, I think that Kelly Bidlin's on to something. Celtics just firing. That's an air ball. They keep getting boards. My goodness, you give them five chances, they'll get a bucket.
Yeah, bam, you might want to make sure your team has the rebound before you take off the other way. Oh, nice shirt for Marcus Smart tonight, though. Got the Miami vibes going.
He sure does.
You should go get you one. Wear that on a floral Friday around here.
I like that. Yeah, I would need the chain too. Okay?
Go get you one.
I'll buy the shirt. You buy the chain. Okay?
I'll buy you the chain if you buy the shirt.
All right, we'll do.
You have to do your part first, and then I'll get you the chain.
Okay, sounds good.
This seems like a good time to tell my parlay reduction story. Do you want to hear this story? It's just fascinating. I'm sure you guys will
Jeff
be riveted
Parley?
By this. My Jeff Parley
AKA
story.
AKA Parles in charge?
Yeah, I told this on a numbers game this morning, and it flummoxed all my guests. I started from the beginning of the show. I was like, Drew, do you have an answer to this question? Mark Borchardt, do you have an answer? Nobody got it, except for some people offline texted me that they knew where this was going. But I had a parlay in December. Don't ask me what my thought process was. I can't even remember what it was. But it was like
you did tell this last night.
Oh, I did tell it?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
Yes.
I had no idea I told it.
Yeah.
No idea I told it.
Yes.
That's what I thought. No recollection.
That's what I was asking. I thought you were talking about a Jeff Parles story.
Oh, no. I could tell you a Jeff Parles story, but that's nothing. I had no idea I told this story last night.
You didn't
that's why some people knew where it was going earlier this morning.
Oh, no. They didn't know. They didn't know from that. Well, I was just trying to fill some time, boys, but... Guess I was repeating myself.
I was like Jeff Parles? Jeff Parlay?
Why don't you tell a story from last night?
Parlay.
Why don't you tell a story from last night? I have no recollection of that whatsoever.
Oh, man.
I think it was during a late dead segment.
Yeah.
Kind of like something we've got okay. going on right now.
Yeah, okay.
If you are looking at this box score and seeing if there's anything that is actionable. Jaylen Brown's only one of five from the floor. He's only got 3 points for the Celtics. It really is all Tatum and Williams right now for them in the scoring. They have 22 of the 30. Well, I guess they're about to score again here. So
yeah,
22
I mean,
of the 34.
It looks like, Williams doing a lot of just cleaning up.
Every time a little alley-oop to Robert Williams.
So they have 24 of the 34.
Jason Tatum getting pretty much anything he wants right now, it looks like. This is where I always think the whole, like, hey, Bam, you remember when you were talking about how you should get the defensive player of the year?
Yeah.
This is the time that you show everybody you should have gotten it.
Butler, I mean, as we expected, I imagine. I mean, Gil, like you were saying, he's 6 points, 4 rebounds, assist, a steal, already. I mean, like he's filling up the stat sheet for the Heat here, but I guess Tyler Hero's got 7 points for them, but it's a Struce, 0 points. No contribution.
See, that part's big, though. Like, if Kyle Lowry's going to miss significant time here.
Have we heard anything?
We still don't know.
It's that they expected him to be back for the start of this series. So the fact that he's not back, I think, is a major red flag for what his injury actually is. I mean, I think the key to the series might be Kyle Lowry and Marcus Smart. Basically, who's more available and more healthy for more of this series? It might be the key because this is if Gabe Vincent and Max Strus aren't working for the Heat in the starting lineup, they're going to have to do too much juggling to figure out in mid-series against a top team how to beat them.
Like you hit the three right there, and it just changes everything.
The Heat have had a bunch of open looks at three here in this last few sequences, I should say, and they can't seem to put the bucket in. 6 point game, nice Euro step on the previous play by Jaylen Brown. You know the old Euro step travel, which they don't call.
36. I don't think I could Euro step if I tried.
It would confuse me.
Yeah.
How does this go again?
Gil and I were laughing during a break when we saw Jaylen Brown spin move right into a defender.
Yes.
Bounce off him like a ping pong ball, and not a travel or a foul is called. No, that one works.
Was that Derek White or was that Brown?
That was Brown.
Brown now puts the Celtics back up 8. So Celtics turning back the Heat once they tied the game. Under 8 minute mark. It does feel like a lot of good defense or bad offense, sloppy offense, whichever way you prefer to do it. Probably good defense. Have to give these two teams the benefit of the doubt on the defensive end. But this does feel like a
you know, a couple of people have called it, it's going to be a throwback series. So far, it has lived up to that billing. And the Celtics, with their biggest lead of the game on a Peyton Pritchard 3, 41-30 now, 7:34 left in the second quarter. And Eric Spoelstra wants to talk it over.
What's did you make any hockey bets, series bets?
No, but I did take the Lightning tonight. I went oppo, Andy. We were just saying off air. Do you feel like in hockey, and we are not, let's just disclose it, we are not the biggest hockey bettors in the world.
Definitely the first thing we should disclose.
We should say that. So when it comes to the Stanley Cup playoffs, and particularly when it is a team like the Lightning, the justification for them being plus 150, or I should say the justification for the Panthers being as big of a favorite as they are, is what exactly? Because this just in, the Panthers shouldn't have been here, right? The Caps should have won that series. I get it. The Panthers are supposedly great offensively. They had a bad power play series against the Caps, but that doesn't mean it's definite regression. That means you might have a problem with your power play.
Yeah.
And then the Lightning are the Lightning, right? That's the biggest example here, right? The Lightning are the Lightning, Kelly. That's my deep dive analysis. So I took a flyer on them.
I think the other thing for just watching, for me watching how some of these prices, like how much they shift from location to location, and like doesn't home ice, don't we kind of know that matters less than almost any other sport? It always blows my mind how much these, the favorite shifts from one place to the other. I don't know. I'm with you. You're talking about a championship hockey team and you're getting plus 150.
What I did not do, Matt, is last round I had four of Andy's series bets. I didn't make a single series bet now. Because I got to the point last time where I had four hockey series bets. I had three or two basketball ones, which were big bets too. So it's like, okay, maybe I'll ease back.
Well, I lucked out. One of the ones was the remember when I told you one of the series had started already, and so I wasn't able to get in on one of the ones.
Right,
happened to be one of the ones that didn't get home. So that was I got lucky.
All right,
and well, so I think that's just the extent of my hockey betting now.
This just in from that Houston-Boston game where we were talking about how Nathan Eovaldi gave up five homers in one inning, only the eighth time in the history of baseball that a team has given up five homers in one inning, and only the third time via one pitcher. Well, how about add this to this? One fan caught two of them over the monster. How about that? Just sit in the right place, grab two of them. Or add that quirk into it. We'll come back. We had stopped doing our baseball division by division odds. We will resume that next with the NL East. On the other side, it's VSiN's Primetime Action.
You are looking live at Primetime Action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Draft like no other, wine like no other. Play free during the PGA Tour with the Mayomi Dare to Play Unrivaled Golf Series. Enter five free contests to take your shot at a share of $25,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/Mayomi now to join the action. Mayomi, flavor forward, 21 and over only. Terms and conditions and other eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Drink responsibly. Skill Alexander, Matt Brown, and Kelly Bidlin. It looked as though the Florida Panthers had tied the game up against the Tampa Bay Lightning, but a coach's challenge, and they get the reversal. So still 2-1 Lightning, 8:09 left, third period down there in Sunrise. A little South Florida geography today on the show.
Saw not to circle back to golf yet again, but DraftKings added a winner without market, Kelly, for this tournament.
Ooh, I like it.
And they made it juicy. So it's winner without Rahm, Scheffler, JT, Rory, or Spieth.
Wow, okay.
So you can pick the winner without those five guys, which are pretty popular names of everybody that everybody is, you know, whatever. So like a Cam Smith, 14-1, even though, like, you know, he's 22-1 in the general market, and you're eliminating Rahm, Scheffler, JT, Rory, and Spieth. Like, some of these numbers are at least fairly interesting.
This is where we always talk about, like, when we're talking the finals MVP and the series odds, right? And compare the two. Yeah, that's immediately, I just clicked over to that, Matt. You're right. I mean, Matsuyama, what do they have, 20-1 overall right now? And he's 16-1 without those guys?
Yeah.
Like, that's the way you play Matsuyama this week if you're going to be playing him over at DraftKings, at least. I mean, I would absolutely rather play him 16-1 with all, what is that, five or six? Yeah. Well, five guys.
Consider we don't get each way betting here. Like, that's you know, them adding at least markets like this or something, I at least applaud them for adding
where
markets
is that?
Like this. Like, DraftKings. At DraftKings.
Boyd's good. Usually got that's them awesome. Up for us here in Vegas.
What's that?
Boyd usually has winner without markets up here in Vegas.
Yeah, they do. Do they usually have five? I thought it was usually like one or it's two usually, guys.
No, I've only think I Boyd. I think I've only seen a couple names usually yeah. without. But
I mean, this is like the five betting favorites.
Yeah,
like so, it's basically winner without the five betting favorites.
It is a good idea by DraftKings this week, and maybe it's a lot of what we were talking about earlier in the show. Where, I mean, this top of the board has shifted so much, even from this morning, that maybe you're just trying to take those five guys away.
Some interesting numbers on some guys, even with Aaron Wise 90-1, even with those five guys removed. Like, there's some interesting stuff there. And again, what that means is, so basically those guys are just removed. So those guys could win the tournament and you could still win this right. bet. It's basically yeah. like, so if you don't know they what could we're talking
finish,
about with
they could finish 1-5 and yes. your guy finishes sixth.
Exactly. So when we say winner without, I mean those five guys in Rahm, Scheffler, Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, and Jordan Spieth, they, as Kelly mentioned, they could literally finish 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If your guy finishes sixth, you would still win.
Essentially, the other way to say it is they just don't exist in your bet.
Yeah.
Right, so they just are removed from the whole equation. This is a very common thing. Like Paul Carr, for instance, who does soccer with us, he bet, for instance, in the Premier League this year. You know, everything Liverpool and Man City out. Mm-hmm. Bet a non-Liverpool Man City market, mm-hmm. right? And I think he's flirting with winning that. That's usually the best sort of application, something like that. But this is great. The five golfers at the top there.
I've Kelsey, I've seen it randomly here in town time to time, but it's usually like one or two names. I think maybe I've seen three names before, but certainly not the five betting favorites
yeah.
out of there.
Yeah, I've seen it with at least three.
So it's pretty interesting market. I'll have to take a look at these a little bit further tonight. Maybe part of the draft, you know.
There you go.
Maybe part of the draft, fellas.
I mean, there is definitely some, again, just compared numbers, right? Like, there's value on some of those to make.
Yeah.
Better for you to play in that market than just to play on the regular outright market.
47-34, Celtics' biggest lead of the game, 13-point lead, 5:25 left, second quarter. How about now? How about if the Celtics win this game without Horford and Smart? Steal home court advantage. What would you make the Celtics at that point in a series if they led this 1-0?
Man,
they would shoot way up.
Yeah, and you might even like. I mean, not a lot of people are going to go run and bet them at -260 or right. whatever that's going to be. But yeah. It might. The price might even be lower than it should be, considering what you're dealing with Horford and reported COVID.
That's the thing, right? I don't know if you'll see those guys. I don't know if you'll see Horford. Who knows what the story is with Smart? We have a Ryan Hyatt question of the night. When it comes to MLB, one stat you value now and one stat that you trash now as the game changes and evolves. By the way, I miss stolen bases, double switches, and bunts. Oh, so are you referring to like standard baseball card stats? Ryan, I wonder here. Because the way I was reading it, it was about like, metrics and handicapping that I would typically use back in the day that were super reliable. Like you could use FIP and XFIP. We talked about this a little bit this morning on the show. FIP and XFIP versus ERA 10 years ago, you could actually win baseball bets just on that alone.
I think the biggest one as far as trash is ERA, because like ERA is not predictive. ERA is reflective, and yeah. we're trying to like win bets in the future. And right. so we want to see how a guy, if he's been super unlucky or different, stuff like that. So yeah, looking at either FIP, XFIP, or Sierra, or any of these other statistics for pitchers to see if they've just been really unlucky or not, is the way to go from a betting standpoint, for sure. So I try not to look backward as much as I do forward, specifically on the pitching type of stuff, because, guys can be super – they get bad defense behind them. Like, I mean, look, this Phillies team is horrible at defense. I just watched a ball drop between three guys who all just looked at each other and like look, and the ball just drops like right, right between all three of them and stuff. So, yeah, definitely from a pitching standpoint, that would be it.
Yeah. By the way, I take back the defensive struggle part of this game. 51-43 Boston, yes. 3:55 left still in the second quarter. These teams trading buckets now at this point. Tyler Hero with 11 off the bench on 5 of 10 shooting. 3 boards, 3 assists. So Tyler Hero, big impact in this game, keeping Miami in contact.
And I think if you could have told Ime Udoka before the game that you were going to get 22 points from Robert Williams and Peyton Pritchard combined, still with 340 left, you'd be a happy guy.
Tatum filling up the stat sheet, 16, 4, and 5 on 8 of 13 shooting, including a ridiculous shot he just hit from the free throw line, a floater like with his body facing the sidelines. And there's a missed three from the Heat. So 53-43 Boston. Let's look at the NL East odds real quick. We promised that, and we were just talking about the Mets earlier. So these are current NL East odds in terms of winning the division, to win the National League, of course, and to win the World Series. No surprise, the Mets are the favorite, minus 185, plus 390 to win the pennant, 8-1 to win the World Series. The defending World Series champion, Atlanta Braves, plus 275 to win the division, 7-1 to win the pennant, 14-1. And you see the rest on down the line. Philly, 6-1 to win the division. And then from there, it gets wacky. Marlins, 22-1. Nationals, 400-1.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who were saying that this Phillies team, it didn't matter that how good the lineup looked from a hitting standpoint, that they weren't going to be able to field their way out of this, and they were going to lose games strictly based on fielding. Now, they're not putting any runs on the board tonight, but I have seen that certainly come to fruition a couple different times this year. It is at the expense of fielding. They have put together a lineup that, you know, 1 through 7 for sure looks really, really, really intimidating, but, you know, there is a trade-off there when it comes to that, and a lot of these guys are just really bad in the field. So I actually seen that. And the other deal I think to worry about is a little bit is the injury situation with Bryce Harper. I mean, you know, look, he says he's going to be all right. He says he's going to be fine, but we hear that all the time from superstars, like when they get hurt and they're like, I'll be fine. Don't worry about it. I'll be good. Well, you know, that isn't always the case. And so I certainly couldn't get in on the Phillies, even though I do have preseason Philly bets, which is unfortunate.
Mets do have the biggest single lead of any division leader right now, early in the season, mind you, right? We're not quite a quarter of the way into the season, but a 6-game lead. Oh my goodness. Jimmy Butler almost hit that shot, falling to the ground. Mets 6-game lead over the Phillies, 7 games over the Marlins, 7.5 over the 16-20 Braves, and then 12 games over the Nationals. But the 6-game lead already, and as we pointed out earlier, their best player still yet to join the team.
Yeah, and the Mets with a 336 xFIP right now. So, you know, again, this isn't their advanced stats back up what's been shown on the field so far from a pitching standpoint for them. And, you know, it seems like they have what it takes to kind of keep this going. And if they can keep this going and then get DeGrom back for the stretch, that's nasty. That's nasty for sure.
Yeah, the division is one thing. I mean, the pennant is another, right? Teams like the Dodgers still exist. And then there's always other good organizations that still exist, like the Brewers and the Cardinals and the Giants and the Padres and all those. But division itself, you really do feel like it's going to be a Mets-Braves thing down the stretch this year. At least I do, as you were saying. You're not too high about your Phillies bet at this point. Not feeling good about it?
Can't get there.
Okay. Another Lightning goal, 3-1 Lightning.
On a power play, Lightning put the biscuit in the basket, 3-1 with about 4 minutes left, I believe, in this one. Nice shot there. Is that Nikita Kucherov? Who was that? I believe it was. 3-1 Lightning. Coming back on the other side, VSiN's Primetime Action.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine.
or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
My first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You are looking live at primetime action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The VSiN spring special remains here. For only $59, you get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. The next few months are going to be filled with the best betting content in the business right here at VSiN.com, and subscribers will have access to all of it, including Adam Burke's MLB Best Bets on a daily basis, Jonathan Ron Tobel Best Bets all the way through the NBA Finals, Andy McNeil breaking down all the action on the ice through the Stanley Cup playoffs, lots of NFL preseason, golf, UFC, USFL, NASCAR, premium bets, or I should say premium articles and best bets on all. It's the full VSiN experience featuring a daily best bet email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want it. The cost, only 59 United States dollars.
We always talk about our neighbors up north. What about down south? It's 1,178 pesos, Mexican pesos. So if they, we always talk about our friends up north. Our friends down south, it's 1,178 Mexican pesos.
Tampa Bay Lightning put the biscuit in the basket yet again on another power play goal, and this one is pretty much in the books. 4-1 Lightning after the Panthers had a poor challenge, quite frankly, of the Lightning's third goal. 4-1 as Bobrovsky is letting them by now.
Oh, can I tell you about a hockey bet I lost this weekend?
Oh, you lost a hockey bet?
I thought that I was being all slick because it was a game 7.
Uh-huh.
And that was about halfway through the third period.
Oh, it's our thing.
And a team was up a goal. Right. And so I went in and live bet them minus a goal and a half, thinking that the other team's going to end up pulling the goal. They pulled the goalie with nearly 4 minutes left, and they did not score empty netter. I thought I'd made this genius bet.
Well, that's the bet we made all last year when we were watching this.
I thought I'd made this genius bet. Oh. Nearly 4 minutes, and they couldn't get it in.
Yeah, you got it. It was a good bet, though. It was a good bet.
I'm sitting here screaming. I'm like, just huck it down there. Like, what are you doing? Flick it.
Huck it down.
Who cares?
Man. Big hockey term. Huck it down.
Just get it down there in some way, shape, or form, some fashion.
Celtics up 8 at the half. I still think you make a good bet. You made a good bet, though. Sometimes it just don't work out.
I don't mind.
Loser video for Kelly.
Oh boy.
Heat first half. Does not
half. What's this one?
But, yes, I think there should be it's a frozen net. We debuted that.
The frozen net, it doesn't go through. Oh, yes, that's right, because I brought up the chain net at that time. So, Kelly loses the first half bet. How's your Jimmy Butler one looking? Pretty good?
He has 14. So
I wish he would shoot
on
more.
Pace.
You're so right. He should shoot more.
He has only taken eight shots.
Yeah.
And up until the last seconds of that half, he had only taken 6 shots. So, yes.
Tyler Hero came to play, though. He knows he's got to score. 15 points on 7 field. He was 7 for 13 from the field, all in 19 minutes of play. Added 4 rebounds, 3 assists, and 1 steal, too.
Hey, I hope you be winning all your bets. I just need 2 more rebounds from Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
So, I just need you to I don't care how this all turns out. Just give me two more rebounds.
Right, story of the first half to me, though, is the points in the paint for the Celtics when you're talking about the two best defensive teams in the NBA when it comes to points allowed in the paint. And Jason Tatum not even blinking from what he did in the last series. 21 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 1 block in the first half.
Right? Well, Celtics, to your point, Celtics shooting 59.1% from the field, largely based on those points in the paint and Robert Williams jams, quite frankly, which are very high percentage shots, last I checked. You're pointing at Robinson Cano, who went 2-for-4 tonight?
A 3-0 shutout victory for the San Diego Padres and the Padres designated hitter, Robinson Cano.
Jeez.
2-for-4.
I thought he had sent down to AAA or something.
With a run scored. So Robinson Cano inserted into that lineup there for the Padres and 2-for-4.
Dodgers, Padres, and Giants doing their thing just like they did early last year. Padres eventually fell off, but that whole division, man.
Yeah.
Rockies at the bottom, 17-18. That whole division separated by 6 games. Keep in mind the Mets lead their division by 6 games. So if you're the Heat and you're only down 8 here, you kind of have to feel not bad.
I would think so.
8, it feels like the Celtics just had every answer.
It feels like they should be up 20.
Yeah,
so,
and you look up and they're only up 8. And it was not a defensive struggle at all. 62-54.
I think it clears it up for me, too. Robinson Cano was sent down to the minors when he was on the Mets, which apparently was earlier this season that I did not know about.
It's a lot of baseball.
just another
about.
Kelly baseball segment. I was all proud of myself. For I'm like, I saw him. He got sent down. But that was by another team. Okay.
Did you make a live bet here with the empty net? 4-1 Lightning? Or you don't do anything but game sevens, right?
Yeah.
Or elimination games is what you should do them in. So Tampa Bay is going to win this now as we hit the 32nd mark. 4-1 empty net. There's the shot. And it's wide. It's going to stay 4-1. But it's academic at this point. Lightning will take a 1-0 lead. The Lightning now, what is it? 11 games away from a three-peat. That would be something. A little three-peat in hockey.
That'd be fun.
That hasn't happened since the early 80s Islanders. But again, 11 games after this one, still to go for the Lightning, who broke everybody in Toronto's hearts.
And what
first round.
I don't think Robinson Cano went.
Hey,
to
Matt,
the minor
what WNBA team?
Went Robinson Cano went to the minor leagues. So I don't know.
You don't believe it?
No, I don't believe that.
You think it's a false report from Isaiah Kelly?
He was
typically when you're in the league for 20 years, you've run out of options to go to the minor league.
Like yes, I'm sorry. He was designated for assignment.
Yes,
that's right. DFA.
Yes.
But Jeremy cleared up. He said that is Kelly. That is not the same thing as being sent to the minors.
That's correct.
Okay, I screwed up that part too. Then I was really proud of myself for 1 second, and then I.
I'm like, the guy's been in the league for like 20 years. Like, he can't be sent to the minors anymore. Like he can't do that.
Imagine Robinson Cano in buses.
hey Matt, I got some good news for you.
Oh, yeah.
In the WNBA tonight, Dream 101 Fever 79. Dream improved their record to 4-1. 4-1.
101 79.
Yeah.
You're on to something.
100-1. Let's go, Dream.
Do this. Did you bet it?
Yeah, I bet it.
Awesome.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I didn't.
The Atlanta Dream. I had to check that again.
Name a player on the Dream.
That's not a fair question.
I didn't know
that they were a team until last
it's
night. Brutal. I'll learn the players along the way.
It's a completely unfair question.
I'll learn the players along the way.
That's right. You will. Yeah. Trust me, if it gets close, you will.
I probably will. Biggest.
Yeah. Why is it Matt here tonight?
If they continue like this, you don't think this show's going to be half WNBA come August 2nd?
He flew to Atlanta, missed the show. Want to see the Dream in person. Good on you. Good call. 100-1.
They're about to lose every game.
Yeah, they're going to finish 4-32.
They're
going to
be somehow miss the. They're going to be one of the 4 teams that don't make the playoffs.
Philadelphia Stars, Atlanta Dream. There's no league Matt Brown won't bet. Good for you. Underway in Colorado, Lanch and the Blues, the second of the 2 NHL games tonight, as Tampa Bay wins the first 4-1. That's gone final. And again, the Heat down 8 to the Celtics at the half. Game 1, Eastern Conference Finals, pardon me, down in Miami, trending way over the preflop total of 203.
And I think that's like... We often stop here at breaks like this, and it's, hey, is there something you could do in-game right now? And it's, I think with game one in a series like this, I wouldn't be running to touch anything. Like, I think the obvious one here would be an in-game under for how much of a defensive battle we thought this was going to be. It's total sitting at like 220 and a half right now on the live numbers. I guess that's the first place I would look, but I'm not running to make that bet. I'm not running to grab 3.5 with the Heat. This is, game one, especially when you expect it to be a defensive battle, these teams are feeling each other out with what they're going to look like offensively, defensively. Tatum, the action that the Boston side is running offensively, Tatum is often ending up with not one of the elite Miami defenders on him, which is obviously proving productive for Boston. I would expect that's something that Miami's going to change in the second half. Both of these teams have a lot of defensive options. You're going to see a lot of different defenses played, and Miami uses zone more than anybody in the league. Expect to see a lot of that in this series. And if Tatum really takes over, I think they're going to start throwing two guys at him, too.
Just give me two rebounds.
That's all you need? Bad beat territory.
Two Jalen Brown rebounds, that's all.
Ryan Hyatt's scolding me here on Twitter. He says, I get 140 characters. Gil wants context and ethereal threads of thoughts. Come
get
on,
him,
give me
Hyatt,
a break.
Get him.
What did I say? I just read it. I was like, I didn't know what he meant.
Yeah, you're just confused by the question.
I wasn't being mean. Jeez. Jeez, man. Yeah, I'm not. I don't have a bet in this one here, besides the preflop. I'm not like running to bet something here midstream. What is the second half number? Do we have that up?
Let's see. I can find it.
I'm
it is
curioso.
3.5 on the live line. Second half number 4.5 or 5. Shop around.
And the total?
104 to 105.
So basically the preflop number. You know. Well, yeah, nothing for me. Let's go, Heat. Let's get it done.
Reds winning 10-5-4. Rays 8-1 over the Tigers. Padres 3-0 over the Phillies. Jays shut out the Mariners 3-0, and the Royals beat the White Sox 2-1.
Man, you cannot stop the Cincinnati Reds.
Up to 10 wins.
You can only hope to contain them. Are they still the worst team in baseball?
Not for long.
By the way, that's you, Detroit Tigers, who I'm talking about. They're coming for you. We've done all we can do. Actually, the Nationals are the next ones up. We've done all we can do. Nightcap next. Tim Murray, Sean King from Circa. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.